Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living. Interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey there, Victor from California here again. Pretty cool. You guys actually played the story regarding my sisters and my experience. So it was kind of awesome to hear it. I'll be sharing it with them because they might provide details, and those I'll probably just share an email or something. But you brought up a good point. So obviously my sisters and I have experienced weird stuff, stuff that sometimes you can say, oh, it was a shadow. It was, you know, something that I didn't luckily see detail in. But some of us saw things that just couldn't be explained and couldn't be ignored. And you mentioned one thing, which is like, what about my parents? What about other families? So my mom lived, she was born in the 50s. She lived in a small town in Mexico, big dirt roads, outhouses, things like that. So she did mention that when she was younger, she was upset that my grandparents didn't let her go out to like a festival that was happening. So she was upset, mouthing off. So, apple didn't fall far from the tree, I guess. And they told her like, go to your room and, you know, stay in there. You're not allowed to talk back to your parents that way. And that she was crying. She had the music on. She had a candle on because it was nighttime and obviously they didn't have electricity in that part of the town. And she's like, she was just laying by herself in the room listening to music on the radio. And that her brother came in to check on her, but he left and closed the door. And then that my grandma went in and she's like, you need to apologize. You shouldn't be going to sleep upset. Bad things happen when you're upset and you're trying to go to sleep. And my mom ignored her. And then my grandma left the room. And my mom said that not too long afterwards, she noticed that the radio turned off and that the candle went out and that somebody yanked her hair and pulled her hair violently back. So she started screaming and crying, and she checked, like, she got up, everybody went, and they're like, oh, one of your brothers probably played a prank on you, but, like, they were scared because they're like, no, we weren't in. So, you know, that was one of her experiences. My dad is a little bit funny. He also lives in a small town in Mexico. And there are no monkeys in Mexico, especially not in this small town. And he said that there used to be this mountain area near the ranch he lived in that they used to say, like, don't go over there at night. The devil appears at night. And that he went with friends, and that as they were going through, like, these shrubs in the middle of the night, just using the moonlight, right, no flashlights or anything like that back then, that they saw a monkey, and that the monkey was walking upright and walking toward them, and they're like, there are no monkeys out here. So that they said that that was the devil appearing in a different form. So just a few things. I did want to share my aunt's story, though. I shared that my aunt lived in a haunted house. So to provide some background, my aunt isn't really my aunt. She's a family friend, but we all grew up fairly close together. So her kids grew up next to me. My parents, we went over like every weekend or every other weekend to grill and barbecue. I used to stay over at night, even though I didn't like sleeping over there because she had a huge crucifix and it was creepy. But they lived in LA, and they ended up deciding to move to Chicago to open up a business over there. So they put their house up for sale. They ended up deciding, you know, we're going to put this up for sale or rent actually for a while, and we're moving out to Chicago. So during this time, my dad was going through kidney failure and was working during this time as well. And my uncle told my dad, like, hey, come out to Chicago. Let's potentially work together, business opportunity, so you can actually stand back, get the rest you need, get the treatment you need while not, you know, actually working. When that stuff was kind of happening, my parents used to talk in the background, like, they used to think they were whispering, but they weren't. And they used to say something about my aunt's house being haunted. So here I was thinking that their house in Los Angeles was haunted. I was like, oh, that's creepy. Maybe that's why I didn't like staying over. Maybe it was more than the crucifix. So they used to say that somebody would haunt my aunt. And I never caught detail. They just used to hear that. So eventually we moved to Chicago. This was like 97. I was like 13 years old or 12. And the way their setup was is my aunt and uncle leased these two businesses side by side. And above the businesses were the residences. So luckily, you know, if you own the business, you just go downstairs and you're at the place of business. Pretty convenient. So on one side was the resident they lived up above, that had four bedrooms. Below that was the business that they helped my dad open up. And then below that is the basement. To the right-hand side of that, there was an empty office space above their business. And then they had like a basement for storage space as well. So when we went there, I didn't think much of it. Like I said, I wasn't thinking that place was haunted anyways. But weird stuff would happen. So when we were downstairs, like, opening up shop, you used to hear furniture being dragged upstairs or footsteps. And sometimes it was so loud that my mom would call my aunt and say, like, hey, is anybody upstairs, like, moving things around? And my aunt would be like, no, nobody's there. Like, we're all here at our business. You guys are there. So I used to hear those, and I was like, that's weird. And they're like, oh, it's probably creaking at the building. But it was odd. Like, it sounded like the chairs in the kitchen were being moved, that there were footsteps and somebody walking back and forth. There were times also, I guess, where they used to hear a man's voice. I never heard it, thank God. But they used to hear a man's voice. But I never experienced it, didn't know the details of it. So what happened is, after this was some time afterward, I still didn't know it was haunted. I would start taking showers there, and it always felt like somebody was standing near the toilet. So as soon as you walk in the bathroom, right-hand side was the sink, straight in front of you was the toilet. The left was like the shower. And as you shower, you just felt the sensation like somebody was staring at you from where the toilet was. And it seemed to feel like somebody was approaching you. So I would take a shower and like lean my head back to be able to use, you know, wash my hair out without closing my eyes. Or if I close them, I try to rush and like keep them open. It just felt very uncomfortable. But I couldn't explain it, so I was scared, but I didn't think anything was haunted. I just couldn't explain it. And then finally, we decided, you know, we were far away from family. We weren't really happy about that situation. My mom wasn't, especially since my grandpa passed away and we're so far away. So we decided to move back to Los Angeles. And during that time, we're moving merchandise from my dad's store down to the basement below. And our aunt used our basement space for some of her stuff, which included mannequins. She had a clothing store. So there are these creepy mannequins under our basement, and we would have to be taking things down there. The stairwell was brick. It was like an old brick Chicago kind of building, so kind of creepy already. The lighting wasn't too great. So as we're bringing boxes back and forth, it was like two cousins, my uncle, my dad, and I. We'd always end up being in pairs. Nobody ended up being by themselves just because of the way that we were kind of moving back and forth. But one of the times I ended up having to take stuff down by myself. And I remember going, don't look at the mannequins. Don't turn to look at the mannequins. So I walked down the stairs. To the right-hand side, there were some washing machines. To the left-hand side were the mannequins. And straight ahead were, like, boxes that kind of obscured the view of the rest of the garage. So I was like, I'm not even taking it that far. I'm just going to leave this box next to the washing machine and get out of here. So I dropped off the box. And instead of turning to my right, to not have to turn toward the mannequins, something just made me want to turn to look at the mannequins. So the moment I turned, one of the mannequins fell over, and I just ran the hell out of there. And that was it. That was my experience with it, right? So we moved to Los Angeles, and my sister lived with us for some time in Chicago, and she ended up moving back earlier than we did. And we're just talking about, like, weird stuff, and she's like, hey, did you guys ever feel uncomfortable at our aunt's house using her restroom? And she brought up that same situation where she felt somebody was looking at her, and my mom brought up the same thing. And that's where my mom's like, well, it was haunted, but, I mean, that was the extent of what we faced. And I was like, what do you mean it was haunted? And then it all started clicking where them talking about a haunted house had to do with the house in Chicago and not L.A., and they probably didn't tell us to not scare us as kids. But my mom's like, yeah, your aunt experienced a lot of stuff when she was over there. So, as mentioned, the living situation upstairs, these buildings were side to side. So they didn't have windows. They had windows in the storefront, which allowed light to come into the like unit and the residence. But if you were in a bedroom, you didn't have windows because it was, you know, deep in the middle of the building. So if you close your bedroom door and turn off the lights, it was pitch black. There was no light coming in. So my aunt was pregnant at the time. I guess she would tell my mom that she would hear a man talk to her and laugh at her for being pregnant. And it was always when she was by herself. So as the kids were getting ready for school, my uncle went to go, like, open up the business. She would start hearing him, and he would kind of, like, bother her. She said that she would feel him sitting at the edge of her bed, and sometimes caress her feet, caress her stomach. But she would tell him, like, leave me alone. She's like, I felt like being brave was the best option with this kind of entity. One of the times she said that she woke up and felt the ghost rubbing her stomach. And she reached out, or she told my uncle, like, hey, Jaime, he's here. He's at the edge of the bed. And that my uncle reached out, and when he reached out, he said it felt as if you could touch smoke. He's like, you can feel like a heaviness in the air, like it had a weight to it, but there was nothing there. And the whatever it was went flying out the room. Like, he's like, the door kind of flinged open, and then you can hear doors fling open as it went toward the rear of the house where the stairs were that led down to the basement. So she said that they experienced that. My dad said that when he moved over there, preparing the family to move over there, that he was in one of the bedrooms, one of the spare bedrooms, and that there was a red light he noticed shining on one of the mirrors for the sliding, like, mirror closet doors. He's like, and there was nothing that would cause a reflection on his side, but it was this light just floating around. So he said that the lights were on during that time, but he could still see the light, that he's like, I turned off the lights, and I sat up, and I said, if you're here, show yourself, and that whatever it was pulled the bed sheets over his head and then scratched his back. And he's like, he was freaked out. He sleeps with the light on the rest of the day. So that happened. And I guess my aunt found out, or eventually was told, that this house or this residence was used as a psychic reading place. So they did palm readings, and they're not sure if that opened up the room for entities to come in and out. But yeah, they've moved out since. Glad I never got to see anything, and that was my aunt's experience. But since I mentioned my dad's the guy that brought out the rifle to confront a ghost last time, but he passed away 4 years ago now, and he was a pretty funny guy, but he passed away suddenly of a blood clot. We didn't expect it, but fairly soon after he passed away, weird stuff would happen at my mom's house. So, glassware would fall. My sister, who came from Arizona to stay with my mom for some time immediately after I passed away, she said that she saw his loafers at the edge of the sofa, because sometimes my dad had sleep apnea. He'd go sit down on the couch and rest there. So she's like, I saw his, like somebody was sitting there, but I could only see the boots. Or the loafers. She's like, and I didn't turn because I was kind of scared. She's like, and another time she clearly heard my dad's voice say Lydia. And she said she heard it. She's like, maybe I didn't though. But my niece, who was also staying there immediately after my dad passed away, texts my sister around the same time going, hey, aunt, did you hear his voice? So they both heard it. And sometimes when my dad didn't feel well, he'd call my mom to call her over, like tandem medication or whatever. Ultimately, the last major sign we got from him, and we take it as a sign that he's fine, is we were struggling to find a place to lay him to rest. Like, obviously, it's a sad time. It feels so, like, definitive that they're gone. And as we're exploring places to lay him to rest, we just couldn't find a place that felt right. And my sister said they found a place where he actually is buried now, and that they were just tired. They had visited so many places with my mom and just trying to grieve through it. And they were crying, and they're like, this place looks nice. It looks cheerful for what a cemetery is. And she was just like, Dad, just give us a sign. Let us know if this is where you finally want to lay to rest. And she turned around. And she found a small chef Lego figure. And my dad was a chef. He retired as a chef. And I remember my sister giving me a call crying and going, Victor, you're not going to believe that. She's like, we've been to 5 places already. You know, at this point, we're like exhausted. We just wish we could get a sign. And she's like, I feel like we got it. And she still has that Lego piece of the day. So, you know, between scary ghost situations, funny stories, and now my dad potentially sending signs that he's okay, I definitely am a believer. Just sharing a few multiple stories, and wanted to follow up on the story regarding my aunt's house. So thanks for listening.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine. Give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good hands. Give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? 1 in 4 tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it. Guaranteed or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.